That the pasuk is talking about taka the shiure mincha that's diraisa. So drashu la nitzricha no laha edus Rabbi Kiva timid rabban nelo l'serle shashure mincha. No, let's not say la nitzricha l'shiure mincha. We only need his edus for the case of shiure mincha. The what? That diraisa the klal is tzorach l'kliya kli mitzarfoi. Shein tzorach l'kliya kli mitzarfoi. Drashu dilu midiraisa tzorach l'kli dumya de keteresh shabakaf diari bakruah. That's how the pasuk b'darshin the pasuk kafachas asarazov melei kateris. It says the kaf that's full of kateris, it's called kafachas like it's all one. So the kateris that has to be in a kli, the kateris needs a kli. We say the kli makes it like one. What about something shein atzorach kli, something that does not need a kli? Kagoyin shiurei mincha shein achilas koyin. After you make the kemitza on the mincha, the leftover part of the mincha, a koyin can eat it. He doesn't need a kli anymore. Then midirai saying the kli mitzarfon. The kli does not make it like one. The yosur rabbonin and rabbonin came the gozul the made xero. The yaf agav the enetzarach kli even in the case of shiurei mincha, which does not need a kli, still the din is kli mitzarfon. But rabbonin we say lamaisa solom one kli. The kli makes it like one. That if part of it becomes tame, the whole thing becomes tame. Zemara says tenach solus kateros levoina. That's good solus. But Keteris Levoina Maikel Meima, what do you say about Keteris Levoina? What do you say about Keteris? Where's the case that the Rabbonin had to be Moisefir? Omar Rav Nachman and Rav Avua, the going shed Sovro Nagarbe Katuvla Katuvla. You gather it together on top of a piece of skin, Trashi or Sholok, a piece of skin. The Araisa Yesh Loi Toich Mitzarif. Midi Raisa Kaf has to be a Kli that has a Toich, has an insight to it. If it's inside a kli that has an insight to it, then it's mitzarif. Ein loy toich ein mitzarif. But if it doesn't have any toich, any insight to it, it's not mitzarif it. For yosur rabbonin, rabbonin kein v'tikna me'er takona. The yav agav di ein loy toich, even though there's no insight to the kli, it's a flat piece of skin, still mitzarif. Yishno midi rabbonin, das tis halacha, this b'raisi, midi rabbonin, it's good. So the kids, even though we have a posik of kaf achat, asar azov, mlein kateris, that said the rights of the galocha that a kli is mitzarif anything inside it, but our kopponim still a path to make zeres the rabbonins, because the rices need certain tanoim. Me the rice that's only if it's keteris that goes on the mizbeach. Mashenkein other things that don't go on the mizbeach paraduma is only with the rabbonin. And nu adin is only things that need a kli, like the keteris. But the shira mincha that does not need a kli will not be mitzarif. It's only with the rabbonins mitzarif. And the third chiddush is that midiraisa it's only if it's called kafachas a kli, like a kaf, like a spoon that has an insight to it that can hold, that can be makabel, can accept something. But a flat piece of skin midiraisa would not be mitzarf. It's only midirabbanan that's mitzarf. No, it's not shver. The pasuk is for diraisa, and the braisa says din of the rabbanins, the rabbanan added to the diraisas. Most as a pligi the rabchanin ad rabchia baraba, and the rabchanin argues on rabchia baraba. The Amr Rav Chiya Barab, Amr Rav Yechanan, Me'edusa Shri Rav Kiva, Nishtis Mishnah Zu. He learns that from Rav Kiva's Edus, that's how we know Pshan Na'al Mishnah. Mashtim Pshan Na'al Mishnah is not Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonin. Because Rav Kiva's Edus for sure is only Midirabonin. So mainly he learns that the din is not because like Rav Chanan says in his posik of Kachacha, Kafacha, the Sorozom Lake, a terrorist. This posik doesn't learn that Kiddush. It's a pure Dirabonin Lake Kiddush. They say that the kutchum we say anything that's in one kli, the kli is mitzarfit. The Rashi says, "Rapligi hod rabchon the yom liyel tzir of the yiraisa." The Rabbi Chiya Rabba, the Rabbi Chiya Rabba says, "There's no such chiddush of tzir from the yiraisa," because he says, "Medusa shem Rakiva nishtus mishnah zu." Our mishnah goes only because of the din the rabbonin of Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. All right, let's stop here. You're holding up Chav Dalam Omralafi by two dots. Mishnah says, a Reviya Ba Kodesh Psul. The Mishnah says again, a Chumra that Kochim has over Truma. That by Kochim it goes to the Revi. That means there's a Shlishi Latuma. And when a Shlishi touches a Revi, it makes it Psul. That means it stays there, it doesn't go further. Mashenkin by Truma, the furthest it goes, only to a Shlishi. There's no Revi by Truma. As the Mishnah says,
Harvi'i ba'kodesh posel, the Yachlishi ba'truma. Mashenkin, where's the last stage? By truma, it's only Yachlishi. So the chumra kodshim has all but truma. So where it says, minayin l'revi'i ba'kodesh. Tanya, not like this. Omer Reb Yosi, minayin l'revi'i ba'kodesh. Shu posel, how do we know it goes so far that again, if you have a sheretz touches one piece of meat, that's the rishon. This meat touches a second, becomes a sheni. This one, a third, becomes a shlishi. And the chiddush is when a shlishi touches a fourth piece of meat, it makes it posel. That fourth one is also posel, has a din tumma. Posel always means that it's tamei, but it doesn't have the power to matama something else. When it touches another piece of meat, that piece of meat is still torah. So how do we know this, that by chiddush it goes so far to revi? The Gemara says really it's a svara, it's a din, like it's a svara like this. What? Oma mechusa kippurim. Shemote betruma. Posel bakodesh. Madach a person that's a mechusa kippurim. A person that's a mechusa kippurim means that's like a zav that he went to the mikvah. It came the eighth day. He has to bring his kabonis. He didn't bring his kabonis yet. So lachar is he's allowed to eat truma. Still, posel bakodesh, he's not allowed to eat kochim. So you see, kochim is more chomer than truma. If so, shlishi. Sheposel b'truma, we know for that there is a shlishi by truma. That means it's something that has a sheni l'tuma, a piece of meat that's a sheni l'tuma touches a piece of truma, it makes it a shlishi to be posel. Is a svara in the din she has to reveal l'kodesh. For sure, then it's a svara that for kochim it should go further, that a shlishi should make revi for kochim. Like Rashi says, mechusa kippurim kosh l'truma uposel l'kodesh. The Gemara they're dashing this from Psukim, that if you're tohor, just you didn't bring your korban yet, if you're only missing your korban, so you're allowed to eat truma if you're a kohen, but kochim you're not allowed to eat. So if so, shlishi shepasel b'truma. How do we know this? Kidinafkulon kavuchayma mesechta soita. The Gemara there makes the kavuchayma. Omat ful yon. Matach a person that went to the mikveh today, just he didn't wait till Harish Shemesh, he didn't wait till the night time yet. So Elochim is Shemuteh b'maiser. He's Lari Diva Maiser Sheini. But also b'truma, you're not Lari Truma until it comes Harish Shemesh. That's like the first Mishnah Brachis. That may Messiah Kanim will tell Necha b'truma, that the Kanim are Lari Truma when it comes after that Harish Shemesh by Tetzik Echavim, that's when the Kohen is Lari Truma. But Kozuman, you don't have Harish Shemesh, even though you went to the mikveh in the middle of the day, still until the night time is also Truma. So, again, this a tful yom, ma'aser sheni he's allowed to eat, just truma is not allowed to. See, if so, sheni sheposel b'ma'aser is ein adin sheyasha shlishi b'truma. So, kavachayim if sheni passes by ma'aser sheni, and truma is more chomer than ma'aser sheni, so truma should have a more bigger din tuma than ma'aser sheni. So, therefore, since ma'aser sheni stops by sheni, truma stops by shlishi. That's a svara that truma now has a shlishi. So if we know now that kodesh is more chomer than truma, because the mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat truma, but is not allowed to eat kochim, so ein adinzok rashi shiasa revi la kodesh, that there's a svara like, that's for sure there should be revi by kochim. So Rashi is gimtoim, if he asks me a question, there's a klal, da yo love min adin lios kenodin, that even if you make a kal v'chayma, there's always a svar, it can't be more strict than what you're learning it out from. Like always, you learn out one from the other, the same, madoch the kal has this halacha, the chumra for sure has the halacha, but not to go further. In Cain, Rashi says, kal v'chayma loy tzarech. If you don't want to take kachem a step further, to give it more than truma, give it a revi, so then we don't need the kal v'chayma altogether. Shere lamad no shlishi la kodesh min ha-Torah. That there's a shlishi by kochim, that we know midiraisa. That's from a posik. So, you don't need a kavachoyma to teach us a shlishi. So therefore, Rashi says, Teheicha de mifra kavachoyma le'amrina dayoy. Lovim in adin lios kenodin. If like the whole kavachoyma is to teach you something, and if you can tell me dayoy means it's enough to learn out just what it says, you don't need the kavachoyma, so then we don't say the svar of dayoy. And we say no, even though by truma there's only a shlishi, but we have a kal v'chayma that kotzim should be more than that, and therefore we say the more is that it has a revi. Because they're meaning Bava Kama. The Gemara says there in Bava Kama that even though usually you say Dayoi, but where you slug up to Kal V'Chaymer, then you don't say Dayoi. Then we can learn that even more than what it actually says. Rashi asks, now, Laman Diyom Manami Armina Dayoi, even according to the Man Diyom, it says no. Dayoi means you want to learn out one from the other, so you learn out exactly what you have there, you have here. Like you're learning out Kotshim should be more strict than Truma. So just like Truma has a Shlishi, I could understand that Kotshim should also have a Shlishi. But to give Kotshim a Ravi, that you can't do from a Kal V'Chaymer. So Rashi says, if you learn like that, then Hani Milas the Rabboninu. For Lav Diyarais and Echonami, that the Mishnah says, that by Kotshim there's a Ravi, Lipsul, that's only Mid Rabbonin and Echonami. But this man diyama. V'hai denokot v'lamadno shlishi l'akodesh milsa bi'almhi di'ashmina de'shlishi l'akodesh minatoru. That's how Rashi comes out. That's possible to say that midiraisa kotshim only has a shlishi, not more. That we know by kotshim there's a revi, there's a step further, that's only midirabonin. That's what it says now. Mishnah is called the milus, that there's a chumr midirabonin, that kotshim has a revi. But not midiraisa. Tais talks about a Marichas here, Tais Mesuprik, the Poshas Mashmol over Revi is the Raisa, then Echonami, like Rashi comes out, a Revi by Kotshim is only Midrabonin.
Yeah. Weiter.
Now the Gemara says, Shlishi la Kodesh minatar minayin, how do we know a koponah that Midiraisa, there is a Shlishi by Kotshim? That means something that has a Tumah Sheni, if it touches Kotshim, it makes it a Shlishi? So Gemara says, the Pesuk says, V'ha bosser means bosser kochim. Sheyiga b'chol tomei that would touch any tomei at all. The bosser says lo yoichal. You're not allowed to eat this kochim. So no matter what type of a tumor you have, if kochim touches it, it at least becomes possible that lo yoichal. You're not allowed to eat it. Now mi lo yaskinan, aren't we talking about the noga b'sheni that this kochim v'ha bosser sheyiga b'chol tomei any type of a tumor means even a sheni. Because that by midraisa by chulin, for sure there's a sheni. Like we know a zav of a sheris touches of oichel becomes a rishon. A rishon touches another piece of meat that makes it a sheni. That we know even by chulin there's a sheni. So for sure there's such a thing as a sheni l'tuma. So the pasuk is saying now v'habosar there's bosar kochim ashiyiga b'chol tomei. If it touches any type of a tumah, it itself is lo yoichel. So mashm, even it touches a sheni, there's a loch, it becomes like a shlish, yakob pon a lifstel. That it itself is lo yoichel. Or come a rachman and lo yoichel, and the Torah says lo yoichel, you can't eat it. So for sure, a shlish is like pasta, you can't eat it. And now, revi, how do we know revi? That's kal b'choyma, hod yamarin. How do we know that kochim has a revi? That's when it's kal b'choyma. The ma'adach mechusik epurim is mutit truma. It's also tit kochim. So a shlishi, we know there is by truma, it's a kal v'chaymer, kochim should go a step further. And by kochim, we should have a revi. So Rashi says, if you hold the svar of dayoy, is even you have a kal v'chaymer, but you can't say more than what it says here. So if so, that we have a revi by kochim, and echnaim it's only mid rabbonin, not mid yiraisa. Moravaita. Over truma im nitmas. Over truma if it becomes tummy. That's what the Mishnah says. Another chumra, the one I say the Mishnah again. Over truma, if one hand becomes tummy, we say it's enough to be washed off that hand, and that's all. The other hand is not tummy. Mashenke for kachim, there's a chumra, that if one of your hands gets a tumma midrabonin, automatically the other hand is also tummy, and you have to be tevil both hands. The Mishnah says, "Uvetrumem netmas achas miyodov." If one of your hands becomes tamei, chaveret the Torah. Your other hand is still Torah. All you have to do is just wash that one hand, and it's enough. Uvakodesh matshenka the greater kachim matful shteyim. You have to be tovel both hands. Shahayad metami as chaveret uvakodesh. Avoloi batruma. That's another chumra. That even though only one hand has a tumah midrabbanan on it. One hand touch mashkim, that's tummy midrabbanan, so your hand is tummy midrabbanan now, still for kachim, the other hand is also tummy. And if the other hand touches kachim, it's matamarit. So for kachim, you have to wash both hands. Mashenke for truma, only the one hand that touched the mashkin becomes tummy, the other hand is still tor. That's the chumra of kachim over a truma. So Gemara says now, Omer Rav Shizvi, b'chiburin shonu. Yishno, it's only b'chiburin when they're still attached. That's when we say by kochim, if one hand is tamei, the other hand is also tamei. B'chiburin, when it's attached. We'll see what that means. Avu shaloi b'chiburin, but when it's not attached, loi, then you don't say this svara. So Rashi says like this, b'chiburin shonu. Mas nisen diktoni, yad metames chaveret ala kodesh. Kigoin, sheboid sha yad hatmeyo, noigas le toiro, hoise toiro nagas pa kodesh. We're talking about one hand is touching the kochim. Enechonami, your left hand that's tohor is now touching the kochim. Your right hand that's tomei is right now touching your left hand. That's what we're talking about. Since your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kochim, then we gave a din de rabbon, and your left hand becomes tamei, and it's metama the kochim. So Rashi says, why? De gozer rabbonin, deuma osir leminga, temeya bakodesh. We're afraid maybe your right hand will go directly and touch the kochim. But since your left hand now is touching the kochim, and your right hand is touching your left hand, there's a gzera now to be metama your left hand automatically to metama the kodesh, or to maybe your right hand will go directly and touch the kochim. That's when we had the chumra of the Mishnah, that if one hand is tomei, we say the second hand is also tomei for kochim. So drashi vayta avushloi b'chiburin, that means shalacha shepirshim min ha-toyra, after your right hand went away from the left hand. Now, chozra toiro v'noga b'kodesh, tohor, then it's okay. Again, your right hand is the end that's tamei. Now, first your hands were touching together. If you take away your right hand, now your left hand by itself is tohor, and your left hand now touches the kochim is still tohor. We don't say an automatic din, the way Pasha learned the Mishnah, that as soon as one hand is tamei, automatically the second hand is tamei. No. Rosh Hashbi says not like that. Rosh Hashbi says the Mishnah is only talking about your hands are touching, and at the same time, your other hand is touching the kochim. Then we'll machmer to give this hand tumah. But if your hand, your right hand, the tumah of the hand is not touching the left hand, then it's not matamrit. That's this halacha. Let it be matamrit though. It's only tumah. Yeah, no. It's only tumah of the rabbanon. There's tumah of the rabbanon came in the tumah of the other hand. Like, that's not matamrit either. There's a tumah of rabbon in your hand, there's only a shiny little tumah like. So it's not matam another hand. It's not touching mamish the tumah itself. So your other hand doesn't stamazoy become tummy. There's only a chumra by kochim who becomes tummy. For truma, it doesn't become tummy. Here. So that's where Shizbi's Chiddush. So Mura says, Eisri, have a kashra on this. Eisri Abaya. There's such a locho, yad neguva metama chaverto letome lakodesh, avoloi letruma, divre rebi. Yad neguva means the dry hand. In other words, first your hand touched this mashkim tumeim that was metama your hand. So your hand now is tame. Now your hand dried up. The mile of drying up is, like we're saying, now that it touches the left hand, it won't be metama the left hand. As if the mashkin that's tummy is still on your hand, and now your wet hand touches the other hand, the mashkin would be matama the other hand. We're talking about, no, even though your hand is completely dried already. So the right hand that's tummy does not have the mashkin tummy on it. Still we say, yad neguva metama chaverta. It's automatically metama the second hand. Letame lakodesh, that now if your second hand touches kochim, it's metama the kochim. Avaloi letruma. But it does not negate to chashruma, your left hand is tohor, because lamaisi, your right hand can't be matam of the left hand. So if it touches truma, it's okay. Dear Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. So Rashi says, Yad neguva means afo pi shein bo mashkin. There's no liquid now, no mashkin to on your right hand. So still we say, latam is a kodesh lasus revi, that you should know your left hand is tomei, and it can make kachim until a revi. That's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, lift soil, avolel atomet. You know, no. Your left hand, when it touches kachim, it could only passel the trum, the kachim. That's all. Lift soil. It makes it like revi, avolel atomet. It does not make the kachim like a shlishi latuma to say it can make revi latuma. That's what Yosef Yehuda. Drash, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, Aimer, chaverto pastilos as a kachim. As a kodesh, avolel matama. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. As if you hold, it says Loshin Latame Lakodish. Avalil Truma. It's Matama the Kochim means your second hand now is Mamash like a Shani Latuma.
that when it touches the boss of Kodshim, it makes it a Shlishi L'tumah. And we're saying now a Shlishi by Kodshim could make a Revi L'tumah. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Yosef Yudis says no. He says even though true, your second hand is automatically Tomei, but it's not mamish like a Sheni to make a Shlishi. It's like a Shlishi that only makes the Kodshim into a Revi. That's Poslet stays there and it can't go further. Now, if you want to tell me, we're talking about now where the things are not attached, where your right hand is not touching your left hand, and the left hand touching the kachim right now. That's the chiddush, and even though your hand is dried, still we're matam of the other hand. But if you want to tell me, that the din of the Mishnah, that your second hand becomes tummy, is only kol zman it's touching when your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim. That's when we have this chumrah, and mashenken shalabi chibur elai. But when your two hands are not touching anymore, then your left hand is not tummy. So my revusit neguva. So what's the chiddush then, whether it's dried or not dried? In other words, like this pshat, what was the whole gzera? That if your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim, what's the gzera? The gzera is maybe your right hand will go straight to touch the kachim. That's the whole gzera. So if you're afraid that your right hand will touch the kachim, there's no difference if this right hand is wet or not wet. Even though it's totally dry, so true, it can't be matama the second hand, but it's not a din that's matama the second hand. You're telling me it's only a gzera when we're touching like this, that we're afraid the right hand may touch the rest of the kachim. So that's why we gave the second hand, din tumah, to matam of the kachim. But it's only when we're all touching together. But as soon as I take my right hand away, then the left hand is not matam of the kachim. So you see, it's not a din that the right hand is really matam of the left hand. It's only igzera, we're afraid you'll go directly and touch the kachim. So if we're afraid you'll touch the kachim, what's the difference if your right hand is still wet or not wet? Your right hand first touched the mashkim tamayim. See, right hand now is a sheni l'tuma. It's tamay. If it touches kachim, pshit it's matam of the kachim. So it doesn't make an afkamina whether it's dry or whether it's wet. So, my revusa neguva. So, churat smashma not like this then. Smashma no. That we say, even though they're not chiburim, they're not touching one another, still there's a din that your right hand automatically is matam your left hand. So now it's a chiddush. I would have thought that's only when the right hand is still wet. Since it's wet, it has the mashkim tomato on it. So now we're afraid they'll touch together, the mashkim on the right hand will touch the left hand, and be matam with the left hand. That's where I would have thought the left hand automatically becomes tummy. But maybe if the right hand is already dry, now even if it touches it, it can't be matam with the left hand, maybe then the left hand won't be tummy. That's the mashkim on the chiddush, no, still it's tummy. So it's mashum not like Rosh Hizbi, that the chidushim are even when they're not touching, still one is matam of the other. Let's see Rashi. Rashi yar mit bishleima, shaloi bichiburin, ko'amar, de matama, when they're not touching, still you say the right hand automatically is matama the left hand, haine rebusa de neguva. Then it's very good why it says the chidush, even though it's dried, still you have this halacha. The yaf agad de neguva hi, ke shenoga bezu, even though it's dried, and we shouldn't be afraid the left hand maybe touched the tomatic of water on the right hand. Shame rishonim, and that's shavlocha like a rishon the mashkin. The chola pois less a truma mitam mashkin liyos chila. That's a chumra that if your hands that pasul truma when it touches mashkin it makes the mashkin rishon l'tumah. That's a din the rabbonin that the mashkin becomes rishon l'tumah. If so, the second hand, when it touches the mashkin, should become a shnila tuma. Machmes hamashkin, kemoi chaverto. This is the halacha. When your right hand is tomei a tuma de rabbon and it gets a din sheni. If a shnila tuma your hand touches any water, it's automatically metama that water to make it to a rishon tuma. So if your hand is wet, the water on it now is a rishon tuma. When it touches the second hand, it would be metama the second hand. So, that's what has to, so then I would understand why you make the Zera. Afilu hochi mitama, the mild rabbonani, shayad mitama, schavert lasa, shnia, kamois lakaidish. But the chiddush is, though, no, even though it's dried, and there's no mashkin on the right hand, still we say a tremendous chiddush, that there's a chumrah, that when one hand becomes tummy for kachim, we give it automatically din, the second hand is also tummy. That's the chiddush.
Eliyam, but if you want to tell me like Rashizbi, that Leir Mirinella the Chiburim Ataimim Mishum Dilmanaga Tomei Lakodesh, if you only Tomei when all three are touching one the other, and then the Gzer is maybe you go directly to the Kachim, if so, my Revusit in Naguva, what's the Chiddush, what's the Yeshi saying, even though it's Naguva, so what if it's Naguva? Otu Yad Kemaisele Metamala Lakodesh, Blei Mashkin, Halei Shinehi. Even if the right hand is totally dry, but if it's a gzera, maybe you go directly to toss the kachim, that's it. What do I care if it's dry or not? Your hand is a shenu tumor. When it touches kachim, it makes it a shlishi for sure. So since the Bryce has to say a chiddush that yad neguva metama, mashma for sure we're talking about not bichiburin. Even stam, when one becomes tummy, automatically the second one becomes tummy. And that's the chiddush. Don't think because it's wet and the wetness is metama the second hand. No, it's known as a chumra. The way they are right now, the kachim, if one hand is tummy, automatically the second hand becomes tummy. So maybe not like the shizbi. The Gemara says also, itmanami, we learned also like this, amresh lakish. Loishonu el yodai. It was only said on your hand.